providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. We're going to talk a little bit, now that the news is done, we're going to talk a little bit about the pipeline, where, simplistically speaking, Germany was supplying, or Russia was supplying energy through that pipeline to Germany, and the pipeline blew up. Nobody really knows for sure who damaged the pipeline. I know most of you guys on the blog think that it was the United States, but Jimmy and I are not so sure about that. Jim, what do you think?
Well, okay, so where this stems, the information, of course, there was information at the time of the explosion that indicated there were U.S. aircraft in the area. The U.S. had been conducting an exercise in the Baltic
right.
with Norway and other NATO partners, both U.S. Marines, naval elements, and other elements were operating there
right.
just, you know, a few weeks before. And what is really triggering this rather massive accusation is a detailed Substack article by a writer, Seymour Hersh. And now Seymour Hersh, he's been with The Atlantic, with New York Times. He's somewhat, you know, recognized liberal left journalist.
Yeah.
And in this article, he gives it very extensive detail from unnamed sources that United States naval deep dive operatives conducted an operation under the cover of Baltops with the Baltic exercise
right.
in the few weeks before this happened, placed explosives, and those explosives were remotely detonated a few weeks later, about 3 weeks later, that there was a planning group that had put together this operation under the White House, and then in his statement that Biden was pushing for this and in fact approved it.
Right.
But it was a very, very secretive mission. And in his article is rather detailed, but I think there are some gaps. Certainly the White House and the Biden administration has come out and said this is all fantasy and farce.
Right.
Don't actually, at this point, it's very hard to judge. But I think we ought to take a look at what is potentially true, what's potentially false, and then some questions that need to be asked.
Jimmy, got a question for you. Where did this guy get his information?
So he says that he got it from an unnamed, very specific source.
Well, I got to say one thing about that. You know, we've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing it since 1995. And I have to tell you, if somebody doesn't have a source for something, and nobody knows this better than Out of the Box Jerry, and I appreciate you, Jerry, working with me on this, but if a source is not available, I don't even pay any attention to it anymore.
Well, the problem for this article is everybody's paying attention to
why?
It.
Why? But why?
Because it fits perfectly into political narratives that are out there right now. There's
yeah,
a couple
okay.
of different narratives that could be taken from this.
All right.
One is the actual article itself paints Biden as very decisive. And, of course, we know from his own statements, Biden's statements, that he wanted to end Nord Stream 1 and they would find a way. And that was just a few months before the explosion.
All right.
We know from Victoria Nuland's testimony in Congress that Nord Stream 2, we would shut it down, that it would be ended. So those are public government U.S. statements that make a very strong case. The United States had interest in this in order to NATO in other nations in order to separate the Western NATO allies
right.
from dependency on Russian energy. Now, the accusation has been by the United States, by some people, that in fact Russia did this in order to blame NATO and the United States.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of justification for that argument because in fact it was a massive revenue source for the Russians and it has cost them because immediately countries like Norway and other North Sea gas producers
yeah.
and the United States began shipping gas to Germany and to Western Europe to actually take away the dependency of Russia.
Right.
So that's one factor to look at. Another factor is, all right, the Russians are using this as propaganda to blame the United States, and of course, that separates many people. There's many people that distrust, certainly powerful political entities in Europe that distrust the United States, especially after what happened with the U.S. withdrawal in Afghanistan, leaving NATO allies and partners just hanging in the last weeks of that entire debacle. So that continues to put a divide with some politicians in Europe, and of course gives some legitimacy for Russian actions if in fact the United States had done this. Now with Seymour Hersh in particular, he makes this argument that in fact Biden was decisive. That's a political plus for Biden, so he may or may not have anything to do with this thing. But it makes him look like, well, I made a decision that was beneficial to the people that are very much against Russia in the Ukrainian war. That's another angle that you've got to look at. But let's look at the specifics of what happened. In his article, he says that the they separated this from special operations. They separated it from Navy SEALs. They separated and used Navy deep divers. And that was able to take it from a covert operation to a clandestine operation. Those are two distinct things. Covert, never identified, clandestine, maybe with military and just unattributable or not tracked. And that takes away congressional oversight. That's his basic argument, that it hadn't required congressional approval.
Explain that one more time, Jimmy, if you would. Why would that take over, why would that take the United States Congress out of the picture? How did they,
So a covert operation has to be approved. So that's an operation that has to go before congressional gang of eight type of people, the House Intelligence Oversight, the Senate Intelligence Oversight Chair, and a few key people. So they are aware in notification process the United States is going to take an action that does not want to be attributed to the United States at all. A clandestine operation is a little bit different, where in fact it's something you don't want to be found out, but it doesn't require congressional oversight because it's in conjunction with a military operation or some other national security operation, which does not require congressional oversight because it's in conjunction with a broader set of authorities. So the argument here is they moved it from a covert operation that did not need oversight to, in fact, a clandestine mission that would allow naval non-special officers, non-special mission people to do it. But here's the problem with that argument. There would be no need to send Navy deep divers down to put these plant these explosives. There is vast capabilities with remotely operated undersea vehicles, ROVs, to be able to go ahead and plant explosives like this. There's many capabilities with some type of weapon systems that can go down and would be able to do this and be very hard to trace if very unattributable. So the basic foundations of his argument, I think, are somewhat questionable, and how that command structure and how that would work and how many people would be involved in it would require a very serious level of chain of command authorities that that would be outside of the clandestine and covert special mission operation types of activities. I know this because I worked in that field for many years. So I'm questioning the foundations of the basic arguments here, though ultimately this has become a political back and forth, and it is problematic.
But again, what I find interesting about this is it's been quite a while since that event occurred, and it was a major event given the fact that Germany was kind of left without a source of power, a guaranteed source of power. Again, the author of this article, it's a very long article, by the way. I may post it on the website just for giggles, for lack of better terms, but it seems to me that without a definite source, this thing is somewhat unbelievable, in my opinion. And the reason I say that is because there are a million stories out there. You guys are going to cut it here. That's my opinion. And Jimmy and I are going to be right back.